In a meeting on July 17th, the Game Fish and Parks Commission discussed three major proposals for the upcoming pheasant hunting season. One change sets a constant shooting time. Another extends the season by another month, and the third change increases the daily bag count for pheasants. Travis Runia is the senior upland game biologist for Game Fish and Parks. He says members from the tourism department worked with GF&P to develop the proposals late last year.
These are pretty significant changes, and they're really looking at ways to increase opportunity. We have really seen participation in pheasant hunting, especially over the last decade, slowly decline. So this is an effort to maybe reinvigorate interest in pheasant hunting and try to provide some additional opportunities for our hunters.
Runia says the last time major changes to the hunting season were made were more than 10 years ago. He says the commission takes public consideration into account for future changes.
You know, one comment we do get from the public and hunters when we're starting to look at changing regulations on pheasants is kind of the concern for the future population. And one thing to keep in mind with our pheasant hunting season, it is a rooster-only season, so we're only shooting male pheasants. So most of these tweaks that we're making, or all of these tweaks that are proposed, are not expected to have any substantial impact to the future population.
According to a GF&P report, the proportion of roosters to hens in the post-hunt flock has increased over the past 20 years. The Game Fish and Parks Department is still accepting comments from the public. The commission is expected to finalize the proposals at the beginning of September. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn.